Be'ezras Hashem, Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sivan Rav Yosef, and for Refuah Shlema, for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Aleph, and we left off at the very top of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. At the very end of yesterday's daf, we were studying drushes from the word bo. Chol arei lo yochel bo. So Gemara said, bo ein ochel. But an Arla can't eat a carbon Pesach, but an Arel, a guy who doesn't have a bris milah, can eat Truma. So now the Gemara wants to know, according to others who didn't use Bo for that, so the Gemara asks, V'chal Arelo Yochal Bo, Lamali, why do I need the Pesach of V'chal Arelo Yochal Bo? So the Gemara answers, Bo, for carbon Pesach, Arel cannot eat Ochel. Aval ochel hu b'matzah u'maror, but the RL can eat matzah maror. Interesting. You would have thought that an RL, it's interesting drush that the Gemara has over here, that Pesach matzah u'maror, l'chora, you all eat in one sandwich in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So one might have thought, if there ain't no carbon Pesach, you can't have the matzah maror either. An RL is excluded. RL doesn't have a bris milah. He's excluded from eating the carbon Pesach. You might have thought that he's excluded from eating the matzah tomorrow as well. So Gemara says, no. Bo ein ochel aval ochelu b'matzah u'maror. And Ariel does eat matzah and maror, says the Gemara. Now, yesterday we pointed out that there's different drushes by the Karban Pesach. Ve'itzich l'michtav Ariel. The Torah needs to write that an Arel cannot eat Korban Pesach, v'itzrich l'mitzvah kol ben nechar. And the Torah also has to tell me that a mummer, a guy who's not bikaris, he went off the derech, he cannot eat the Korban Pesach. V'ikas rachmona Arel, if the Torah had written that an Arel can't eat the Korban Pesach, mishum d'mais, because an Arel is a guy who's objectively disgusting. Meaning that he's got the Arla there, he doesn't have a bris milah, so he's physically disgusting. Aval ben nechar, the guy who just went off the derech, at least physically, delo ma'is, it's not something that's physically disgusting, aim low. So I might have thought that he wouldn't be asked to eat the Karban Pesach. Because Rachmana kol ben nechar, b'shem de'ein libo l'shamayim, the guy who's a ben nechar, he's mamish off the derech, his heart is against Hashem. That's why he can't eat the Korban Pesach. Aval Arel de libo l'shamayim, but a guy who does not have a bris milah, especially according to Rashi and Tosfos, a guy who doesn't have a bris milah means he really wants to have a bris milah. Just he can't have it because his brothers died because of the bris milah. He wants it, his heart is to the heavens. Aim low. You might think he could eat the Korban Pesach. Tzricha, that's why I need both psukim. Good morning, David Yoshua, Yishai Yitzchak, Dr. Dan, Reuven from Harrisburg, Jeremy, Chanoch, Avi, Yitzchak Yosef, Daniel Avraham, Rav Eliezer Dov, Aryeh, Gershon Eitan Tzvika, and Shlomo David, says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, just like we learned drushes from Bo, right? It says by Karban Pesach, Kol Arel lo yochal Bo. So we learned that. Bo, he doesn't eat an Arel, but the Arel does eat from something else. So, the Gemara now thinks we should be able to learn the same thing also from the word mimenu. It says mimenu in a lot of places. Al tochlu mimenu na. Things like that. So the word mimenu is also an exclusionary word. From this he doesn't eat, but from something else he does. Just like bo is a word to learn drasha, so to mimenu. So the Gemara wants to know, Torah says, al tochlu mimenu na. Uvoshem, you're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach when it's raw or cooked. It's got to just be roasted. You can't eat it from it when it's cooked or raw, not cooked. So the Gemara says, "Atochlu mimenu no," or "Lo sosiru mimenu ad boker." You can't leave over from the Korban Pesach till the morning, or "Vahanosim ad boker ba'esh tisrofas van," or "Vahanosim mimenu ad boker lamali." So why do we need these three mimenus? Answer the Gemara: "Lichadarab amar Rabbi Yitzchak." Says the Gemara, sorry, you're going to have to wait till Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph to learn that, because the Dafayin Dalad Amadav, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yitzchak is going to tell you what those three mimenus teach me. The Gemara there says in Ayin Dalad, three words mimenu, one is legufei, one is for Gzeir Shava, and one is to tell you asay after the los asay, litain asay, acha los asay. Sorry, we're going to have to wait till Ayin Dalad. Says the Gemara, now, we go back to the Brisa that we learned earlier on Daf Ayin, yesterday's Daf. Amar Mar, yesterday the Brisa we said, now let's remember Rabosai, in yesterday's Daf, so there was a Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, how do we know that an Orel does not eat Truma? One opinion, Rabbi Eliezer learned it out from V'chol Arel lo yochal bo by the Korban Pesach. An Arel doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, but an Arel does eat Truma. And Rabbi Akiva said you don't need that. Ish ish v'utzara ozav b'kadashim lo yochal. Just like a Tomei can't eat Truma, so too an Arel ish ish includes not only a person whose Tomei can't eat a Korban Pesach and can't eat Truma, but even an RL can't eat Truma. So now the Gemara wants to know, as the Gemara always does, well, what does Rabbi Akiva do with Tosha, with RL Oyuchal Bo? And what does Rabbi Lezer do with Ish Ish? What do they each do with each other's drushes? Says the Gemara, Amamar, Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech, Hari Omer Ish Ish L'Rabbis is RL. Ask the Gemara. Right, I'm sorry, before we're going to get to what I just said in a second. But the Gemara first takes a break in the other direction. Also something we already learned. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema, so Rabbi Kiva says you learn that from Ish Ish to include the Arel. First the Gemara says, Ve'ema l'rabba says ha'one. Why is Ish Ish coming to include that an Arel eats Truma, Arel cannot eat Truma? Maybe it should tell me that an Onain cannot eat Truma. But an Arel maybe can eat Truma. Says the Gemara, no, we have another pasuk. We already learned this. V'chol zar, those extra words, zaras amarti lach v'lo aninus. Only a zar can eat truma, but an onin can. Says the Gemara, who told you to learn it that way? Ema v'lo arelus. Maybe that should teach me that an arel can. Where it says no, haksiv ish ish. But ish ish teaches me that an arel can't. So the Gemara asked Avi's kasha umarayus. Why are you using ish ish to tell me that an RL cannot and v'chol zar teaches me that an onain can? Do it the other way around. Tell me ish ish tells me that an onain cannot and v'chol zar should teach me, I'm sorry, and v'chol zar should teach me that an RL can. So why'd you learn it? Yes, aninus and no arelus. Learn it. Yes, arelus and no aninus. So the Gemara says, Mistavra, if I have one pasuk that's including and one pasuk that's excluding, it makes a lot more logical sense. Arelos, havelele rebuye, I'd rather exclude, even though rebuye means to include, meaning include to forbid it from ish ish. So it's really excluding because you're including it in the isser. So you're excluding. Makes more sense to forbid from ish ish. And arel, shekein. Gemara has a mnemonic, Maisim, Krusim, Bedavar, Ha'avud. That's just a way to remember it. Mechusar Maise, an RL needs an action, that's one. Umaise Begufo, and it affects his body, that's two. Ve'enish Kares, and it has Kares, as opposed to an Oni, there's no Kares, that's three. Ve'yeshnol Lefnei Adibor, and it was commanded before Matan Torah, Bris Mila, to show its Chashivas, that's four. Umilas zechara v'avada ma'kevus, and it's not only his bris mila that needs to happen before he eats Korban Pesach, but even his kids and his slaves have to have a bris mila in order for him to eat Korban Pesach. So that's five factors that show the severity of mila over aninus. So it makes much more sense to exclude an onain, an RL from truma as opposed to an onain, says the Gemara, Adarabba. Aninus havelei lerabuye. It makes more sense to go to onin. Shekein yesh no b'chol shah. You can keep on becoming an onin. Another person could die. Your father, your mother, your brother. It's not just a one-shot deal. An RL, once you get rid of it, it's gone. It can't happen again. Ba'anoshim v'noshim, Anina applies to men and women as opposed to Arelus, which is only a man, for obvious reasons. V'ein biyadol sakin asmo. And an RL can at least fix himself. An Onain, you can't fix yourself. The person died, that's it. Interesting. Can't you bury the guy? Does that end the Aninus? But no, we said yesterday that Aninus Daraisa might even be past the burial. It's one day, period. And says the Gemara, okay, you're right, but it's 5 against 3. So which way are you going to go if it's 5 against 3? You got to go to the 5. Says the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. The Chumras by an RL are more than the Chumras by an Onin. And therefore, if I have a choice to learn the Pasuk Ish, that who can eat Chuma, I'd rather tell me an RL can eat Chuma and an Onin can eat Chuma, as opposed to saying that an Onin cannot eat Chuma and an RL can. Says the Gemara, like we said before, Rava Amar, below Hanach Nefishin, Namilo Matzah Samaris. Even without the Svara of 5 against 3, I would still rather learn out that an RL cannot eat Chuma. Amar Kra, Ish. If it's ish, you need something that applies to a man, namely an RL, because a woman can't be an RL. If the place you're learning it out from is ish, makes sense, it should be a halacha that applies to a man, namely not having a bris milah. Now I apologize, right? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, hi Tosha V'Sachir. Right, Rabbi Elazar learned it out from Tosha V'Sachir. So this is what I said before. I thought the Gemara was saying it before. Now it's saying it now. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar learns out that an RL doesn't eat Chuma from Tosha V'Sachir. Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Ish. So the Gemara wants to know, what does each opinion do with the other's drasha? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, hi Tosha V'Sachir, that it says by Karpen Pesach, that Rabbi Elazar used that out to learn out that an RL does not eat Chuma. My Ovidle, what does Rabbi Akiva do with Tosha V'Sachir? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shemaya, La'asuye Aravi Mahul V'Givoni Mahul. This comes to include that if a non-Jew has a bris milah, he cannot eat the Karpen Pesach. The Gemara means any non-Jew. So why does it choose Aravi? Because the Aravim were the ones who had a custom to get a bris milah. So it was usual. That's the way Rashi and the Meiri say. The Rishonim ask over here, why do we need a pasuk to exclude a non-Jew who has a bris milah? Didn't we learn before that even a Yisrael who has a bris milah, who's off the derech, from the words kol ben necha. So isn't it a kavachomer? If a Jew who has a bris milah who's off the derech doesn't bring a bris, isn't it a kavachomer to a guy? So some say no. So the Rashba and the Ritva answer, Tosfos a Rush, they all answer no. Maybe a Yisrael who's off the derech is worse than a guy who has a bris milah. There was a Havim meaning to say, a Yisrael is off the derech, that's terrible, he's rejecting Hashem. But a guy who has a bris milah, maybe he should be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, that's why I need a Pasuk. So say the Rashba and the Ritva. Ask the Gemara, Vahani Mulininu. Says the Gemara, really? You're going to consider a guy who has a bris milah as a mahul? He's not a mulin. Vatanan, we learned as far as Nedarim. We learned in Maseches Nedarim. Kainim shani nene la'arelim. If a guy swears he's not going to get any benefit from arelim, which usually means people who don't have a bris milah. He's an arel, right? Mutter ba'arela Yisrael. He's allowed to get benefit from a Jew who does not have a bris. Va'asur b'mulei of the kachavim. He's not allowed to get benefit from a guy who has a bris milah. Meaning, when a guy says, I don't want to get benefit from an arel, he means a non-Jew. An RL means a non-Jew. Even if the non-Jew has a bris milah, he's still called an RL. So the Gemara is going to obviously say, well, maybe that's just a din by Nadarim because we follow Lashon B'nei Adam. We'll see. Koinim Shaninena Lamulin, if the guy says, I swear I'm not going to get any benefit from people who have a bris mila, he means Jews, even Jews who don't have a bris mila, is included in the nether. Because it's just a way, mulim is just a way of saying people who usually get a bris mila, namely Jews. So he's mutter to get benefit from a guy who has a bris mila. Because even though he said mulin, he doesn't mean goyim. So you see, even a guy who has a bris mila is called an RL. Says the Gemara, Ella, La Suye. So you're right. So the Gemara rejects this. It's not coming to include Tosha Vesachir. It's not coming to include in the Isser of eating Karban Pesach a guy who has a bris mila. No, because he, I don't need the Pesach. Ella, La Suye, Ger, Shemal Velo Taval. Ah. Rabbi Kiva says, it comes to include in the Isser, a ger who has a bris mila but didn't go to the mikveh yet, he can't eat the Karban Pesach. The katan shenolat shu mahol, and a katan who was born with a mila, meaning with the arla removed. The kasavar, Rabbi Kiva holds, A, ger shemal v'lo taval, it's not a full gerus, and B, a kid who's born with a bris mila, tzarach la'atik menu dambris, you still need to take some blood from him. For Rabbi Eliezer, who uses Tosha Vesachir, for the RL, Latame, to Omar Ger Shemovalo Taval. First of all, Rabbi Eliezer held earlier that for a Ger, you need either the Mila or the Tfila, but you don't need both. So just one is enough. Ger Ma'al Yu. And Kasavar, Vikasavar, Katan, Kishnol and Mol, Ein Tzarach La'atik Menu Dambris. He holds if a kid's born, you do not need Hatafas Dambris. And therefore, they can eat the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara goes the other way around. Rabbi Lezer, hi, ish, my Avadle. Rabbi Akiva used ish to teach me that an RL cannot eat Truma. So what does he do with the Pesach? So what does Rabbi Lezer do with ish? Rabbi Lezer, hi, ish, my Avadle. Answer the Gemara. Dibra Torah Kaloshim B'nei Adam. Answer the Gemara. Ish doesn't teach me anything. It's just the flowery, poetic way that the Torah talks. Sometimes it says ish. From the extra word ish, that's machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says ish is there to teach me something. Rabbi Leza says ish is just the flowery way that the Torah talks, like Lashon B'nei Adam, and therefore there's nothing to learn out from it. Asks the Gemara, Boi Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Katan Orel. Ah, fascinating Shailin Lamdus. Let's say you have a four-day-old Jewish kid. Hapnishkin Mila, he doesn't have a bris Mila, but he's not chayiv in Mila yet. Is he called an RL or not? Can you smear him with shemen of truma? Is he allowed to benefit from truma? An RL can't eat truma. Says this four-year-old, who's not chayiv in Mila yet, is he called an RL? Ah, fascinating kasha. Says the Gemara, Baruch Hamor Okfav, Katan Arel. I feel better. Mordechai's not here. He would enjoy this. Katan Arel, Mahu, Lesucho B'shemen Shel Truma. Can you anoint him with oil of Truma? Not. Arel Shaloi B'smana Me'akva. Eloi Me'akva. And are you called an Arel if it's Shaloi B'smana? It's not yet the time for Bris Mila, are you? You're not Yechayim and Bris Mila. So the question is, are you called an RL? Are you allowed to benefit from oil of truma? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Tashma, come in here, proof. Ainli Ella Milas Zacharov Bishas Asiya. Va'avada Bishas Achila. The Gemara says, we have two psukim that talk about an RL by a Karban Pesach. Himolo kol zachar v'oz yikrav la'asoso. So one pasuk says, all of your children and slaves have to have a bris mila at the time of the shechita of the Karban Pesach. La'asoso. Then there's another pasuk which says, v'chalevedish miknas kesef u'malto'so oz yochal bo. That all your avadim have to have a bris mila at the time of the eating of the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Emi Allah milas zucharov b'shas asiyah. Your kids have to have a bris milah time of the shechita va'avadov b'shas achila. And your slaves have to have had a bris milah. You have a knani has a by the time of the eating. How do you know? How do you know that your slaves also have to have a bris at the time of the shechita, and your kids have to have time of milah at the time of the eating? Talmud Lomar, Oz. Oz to krav laso. So, and by b'chol evidish when I was kesem l'to, Oz yochal bo. Gzeirish shava. So Oz teaches me that whatever applies by the eating applies by the shechting, and whatever applies by the shechting also applies by the eating. Now says the Gemara, how are you ever going to have a case of a kid who was not an RL at the time of the shechita, but he was an RL at the time of the eating? They happened on the same day. How are you ever going to have a case of that? Says the Gemara. Bishlama avadav mishkachas la de'isnu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiya. Maybe you purchased the Eved on Erev Pesach. So, after the Shechita. So you shechted your Korban Pesach, then you bought the Eved, and then you're going to eat it. So then you have a case of where you can have an Eved who was around b'shas achila, but he wasn't around b'shas Shechita. But how in the world are you ever going to have a case of an RL who was around for the, so less than b'shas asiyah, kigon dezavninu beni beni. You bought him in between the shechita and the eating. Ella zecharav, how are you going to have a kid who was not around at the time and he's ready for a bris milah by the eating? He wasn't around by the time of the shechting, but he's ready for his bris milah, says the Gemara. Ella zecharav de'isnu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiyah. Heichim ishkachasla. How are you going to have such a case? So the Gemara is going to end up saying about seven answers to this. But at first the Gemara thinks, Lav de'isyolud bein asiyah l'achila. Must be the kid was born after the shechita and before the eating. And you're calling him an RL. Must be that even if he's less than 8 days old, he's called an RL. This kid is a few hours old, and he's called an RL. Answers the Gemara, come on, I'm a Rav of a Tisbara. Really, this is a proof that Arelus Shlom Bizman is Ma'akev, the father, from bringing the Korban Pesach? Come on, says the Gemara. It's not true. Himo lo kol zachar amarachmana v'oz yikrav laso so. The Torah says you have to give this kid a bris milah. This kid's not chayiv in bris milah. How in the world can you tell me that the Torah is going to tell me if you didn't give this kid a bris milah, you can't eat the Korban Pesach? The Torah says you only have to give a bris milah to people who are chayiv in bris milah. Himo lo kol zachar v'hai lav bar mehilahu. This kid can't have a bris milah. So how could you tell me that this kid's milah is going to be ma'akev you from eating Korban Pesach? The kid's not chayiv in milah. Ella, no. I'll give you a different example of who this is talking about. Hachem b'mayaskinan kigon. The kid was sick. The kid was 8 days old. He was chayiv in bris milah. He was 8 days old on Erev Pesach. But he was sick. And then in the morning, by the time of the shechita, he was sick. By the time of the afternoon, he got better. So he could have a bris milah. Hachem b'mayaskinan kigon shechalatzaso chama. The fever in his body was preventing him, and then it healed him. The fever healed him. Ask the Gemara. V'nesav lei kol shiva. But wait a second. If a guy was sick and couldn't have a bris meal, then he gets better. Don't you have to wait 7 days? V'nesav lei kol shiva. Answer the Gemara. Diavin lei kol shiva. You're right. He got better 7 days ago. So we waited 7 days. Says the Gemara, V'nimale mitzafra. Wait, but if he got better 7 days ago, shouldn't you give him the bris milah first thing in the morning? Answer the Gemara, Bein in me'es leis. No, if a guy was sick, you have to wait 7 full days. Me'es leis, meaning from the moment he got sick, you have to wait till that moment. So the moment happened after the shechita, before the achila. Ask the Gemara, I, Vahatani Luda'a, it's the name of a rabbi, Yom Havra'aso Ki Yomi Voldo, my love, my Yomi Voldo Lobina Meisla'es, Av Yom Havra'aso Lobina Meisla'es, if a baby's born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't have to wait till 3 o'clock in the afternoon on day number 8 to do the Bris Milah. So to this, says the Gemara, lo, Ad if Yom Havra'aso Yomi Voldo, no, for health. If the kid was sick, you have to wait 8 days, meaning 7 full days. Okay, so that's answer number 2. Now the Gemara is going to give, I think, 5 more answers. Let's see. Answer number 3. How do I have a scenario of a baby who was not an RL at the time of the Shechita, but he was an RL by the time of the Achilas Karban Pesach. Rav Papa Amar Kagon, Dekayev Le'enei Le'enuka. He had a pain in his eyes in the morning, so he couldn't have a Bris Milah. Ve'ispach Beini Beini. And he got healed Erev Pesach, between the Shechita and the Achilah. Because apparently if the pain is in the eyes, you don't have to wait 7 days. You only have to wait 7 days for a baby that has a fever, but not pain in the eyes. Answer number 4. Rav Amar Kigod, Shehayu Aviv V'imo Chavushim B'beis Asurim. His mom and dad were in jail in the morning, and lo and behold, they got freed in between the Shechita and the Achila. So they couldn't give him a Bris Milah in the morning because they were in jail.
The fact that it says the father and the mother suggests that the obligation is on both parents. I'd always understood it was on, the obligation was on the father.
Phenomenal kasha. Phenomenal kasha from Yitzhak Yosef. The Mefarshim asked this kasha. Let me try to quickly see if I can give you a quick answer. Give me 1 second. We're a little ahead of schedule, so we can take a few seconds to answer Yitzhak Yosef's kasha. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but it sounds like a fantastic kasha. I didn't notice it. Rashi says, Mitzvah Smila Mutelas Aleim Alalachim. Sounds like from Rashi, even the mom is Mechuyev in Bris Milah. Whoa. The Orzura says no. Asks the Marsha, a woman is not Mechuyevist Lamola Spina. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Oso Velo Osa. Answers the Marsha, since she's Mechuyevis in the Karban Pesach, she also has a mitzvah to give a Bris Milah to her son. Because Milah Zacharim is Makevis Pesach also to her. Just like Milah Zavodim is Ma'akiv, even the woman. So Milah Zacharim is Makevis Ba. Therefore, in this case, there is a mitzvah to give her kid a Bris Milah. Wow, there's a lot of discussion about this. Wow. The Minchas Chinuch and the 3-day Eish ask against the Marsha. No, maybe you could distinguish. Since her slave, she's Mechuyevis to give her slave a Bris Milah. You didn't have this. So I understand why the Milah of her slave should be Ma'akiv the Karban Pesach. But the Milah of her son, which she's not Mechuyevis in, why in the world should that be Ma'akiv her? The Sri Deish says, maybe the Marsha holds that Isha is not Mechuyevis to give a bris to her Avadim. Nevertheless, it's Ma'akiv.
I thought the flip side also would apply. If the parents aren't around to give the bris milah, I thought it was the community's responsibility.
Oh, good question. Some achronim, the arachars, want to be mechadish. Then, in a place where the father is not able to give a bris milah, so then the chiyuv goes to the mom. Whoa, Yitzhak Yosef, Ma'arach or Zaruah. Ma'arach or Zaruah writes, if the dad's in jail, so then the mom becomes a chiv. Maybe like Avi said, that it becomes a chiv on the community, but the mom is like the first among the community who has to discharge that obligation. The Torah says, Oso v'lo osa, that's only if the dad is able to do it. But if the dad is not able, the chiv, it goes on to the mom. Wow. Okay, there's a lot of discussion about this. Answer number five. Right, because he's free. Answer number five. Rav Kahana b'Rita Rav Nechemya Amar Kigon Tumtum Shenikra V'Nimta Zachar Beini Beini. Wow. The kid was a Tumtum in the morning. And what's a Tumtum? His area was covered over. We don't know if he's a boy or a girl. And then after the Shechita, before the Achilas Karban Pesach, it got severed, so you saw that he was a boy. So now you could do the Bris Milah. Answer number six. Rav Shravi Amar Kigon Shehotzi Rosho Chutz LePrazdar. Says the Gemara, he stuck his head out first, and then after the Shechita, the rest of him came out. Says the Gemara, Umi Chaye. Or maybe no, he stuck his head out 7 days ago, and then on the eighth day, he fully came out. So he became Chayev and Bris Milah after the Shechita. Says the Gemara, Umi Chayai, can a fetus really live like that? Fatanya, Kevin Shiyatza La'avir Olam, once the baby's head comes out, Niftach Asasum, V'nistam HaPasuach, the umbilical cord no longer functions. Because the eyes and the mouth are open, so the umbilical cord, so how's this kid surviving? She'omalai Kein, Ein Yochalios Lichios, Afilu Sha'achas. Okay, that was answer number what? Three, four, that was three, four, five, six, right. Says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayaskinan kigon, tizante ishasa. You're right, the umbilical cord's not functioning, but the fever was feeding him. Says the Gemara, ishasa deman, whose fever? Ilema ishasa didei, yachi kol shivabai. Says the Gemara, ela tizante ishasa deime. The fever of the mom was feeding him. Answer number seven. Ibai Sena. No, this is, I'm sorry. How could a baby live for 7 days? Another answer to that question. So it's only six answers. Ibai Sena. Hani mili hechadolo ma'ave. When do we say that a baby cannot live in such a 6 days, 7 days with its head outside and the rest of the body in the womb, heichad lo ma'ave, if the baby's not crying. Aval heichad lo ma'ave, but if the baby's crying, so you see those pipes are open, michi chayi. Because of the crying, so that the baby heats up, so that will sustain him. He'll live off the heat of the crying. Wow. Okay. It's a good thing Dr. Joe's not here to tell us what medical science has to say about this. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, we know that if Yisrael becomes Tamei, he needs the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma water on day number three and day number seven. So the question is, if a guy is an Orel, so can he possibly get sprinkling? If he's Tamei, can he get sprinkling? Then when he gets the bris, he'll be able to eat. Orel became Tamei, Tamei Mace, Mikabel Hazar, you're allowed to sprinkle the Parah Aduma water on him. And then if he gets the Bris Milah, he'll be able to eat right away. She came on Sinu Bavoseinu in the days of Yoshua by the Karban Pesach, Shekiblu Hazar. Even though they didn't have a Bris Milah, they got the Parah Aduma water. Keshein Arelim, even when they were in Arel. Shneimar, V'ha'am Alu Min HaYardim V'esal HaChodesh HaRishon, Ba'asara, they hadn't had a bris meal the whole time because of the travels. When did they get sprinkled? Lav kishen areila must be when they did not have a bris meal. Ask the Gemara v'dilma lo avid pesach klal. No, maybe that generation did not do the Karban Pesach at all because of the tumah, because they couldn't do the second sprinkling. Says the Gemara lo sakadaita dichsev. Vayasu is a Pesach. They did do it. Maskvla Marzutra, Vidilma, Pesach Ababa Tomahave. Maybe they were still Tomei. Says the Gemara Ravashi, Tanya Behedja, Malu, Vitavlu, Vasu Bischeim, Tahara. No, they did the Korban Pesach by Tahara. So the Gemara says, we have a Raya that a guy who doesn't have a Bris Mila can get sprinkled with the Paraduma water. Now, there's the Mila and then there's the Priya. Mila is step one, but then every Moel, he then spreads, you have to do the Priya, uncover the Atara. Just cutting off the gid is not enough, then you have to spread it out. Two stages. The second half of the mitzvah was not given to Avram. Shneimar, make this sharp cleave gomer to be able to do v'shuv mulas meisel shenis. Do stage two of bris mila. Says the Gemara, v'dilma hanach delomo. Maybe this is just for the people who didn't give a meal in the midbar. The kids that came out of Egypt, they did have a bris mila in Egypt. So maybe it was just for the people who didn't have a bris. Says Gemara, no. In Cain, my shuv, do it again. So you see, it's stage two. El alav lepriya. It's coming for stage two. That people who had stage one of bris mila. Now we're instituting a new thing. When the Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they had to have stage two, says the Gemara. Umay Shenis. It already says Vishuv. So what do you learn from Shenis? Says the Gemara. La'akushe sof mila tchilas mila. Ma tchilas mila ma keves af sof mila ma akvin bo. It's ma'akev. If you don't have the Priya, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. How do you know? Disnan. Elohein tzitzin ha-ma'akvinas ha-mila. Which flesh is still ma'akev the bris mila? Basar ha-chofes rova atara. Even after you cut it off, but if you still have flesh covering over most of the circumference of the tip of the makam ha-mila, it's ma'akev. Ve'ein ochel b'truma. Amarvina, Tamir Abba Marav. Also, basar ha-chofes rov gova shel atara. Even if it doesn't do most of the circumference, but it's most of the height in one place, it's still ma'akiv. But midbar, my time alone, mahol, why didn't they get a bris mila in the midbar? Ibai semisham cholsha d'orcha. One opinion says because the travel was hard to get a bris mila. V'ibai semisham de lo nashiv l'ruach tzvonis. Because the northern wind did not blow the entire 40 years. And that's the healing wind. So they were afraid they would die. The sign of Kolos and Abayim Shem Shai Yisrael in Midbar, Lo Nashon Ruach Tzvonis. All 40 years in the Midbar, the northern wind did not blow. My time, Ibai Yisrael Mishim de Nezuf and Havu. Klai Yisrael was in Cheirem because of the Cheir Egal. Ibai Yisrael de Lo Nivdar Anane HaKavod. They were afraid if the northern wind would blow, the Anane HaKavod would blow away. Amr Fava Hilkach, Yoma de Iva, cloudy day, Yoma de Shusa, and a day that the southern wind is blowing, which is the roughest winds, lo mahalinan bay, don't get a bris mila on such a day, v'lo mesachrinan bay, and don't have your bloodline on that day. V'ha'inna d'dashu barabim, but nowadays, that many people do it anyway, and they don't get injured, shaymer p'sayim Hashem, God protects the fools. Tan rabbanan, kol osan rabban shon shay yisrael midbar, all 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the desert, lo haya yom shalo nash baruch tzvonis b'chatzi alayla. Even though the northern wind never blew during the day, it always blew it exactly at midnight. Shemar, Vahibachitsi Alaila, Vashemi Kokobachar Vagomer. My Talmud, how do you see from that pasuk? Hakamash Vonda Isratzon Milsehi. Midnight is an Isratzon. So therefore, just like in midnight was an Isratzon that all of the Bachorim of the Egyptians died, so too all 40 years at midnight, the northern wind would blow because it was an Isratzon. It was the wind of healing. It never blew during the day, but it blew at night. We will stop there. Everyone should have a wonderful day.